Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Tuesday. I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, Tuesday, the 29th of April, 2025. I don't know what's going on. Me and my wife both have coughs and colds. And it's boiling outside. Is there any relation, any correlation between the change in the weather and me having cough? It's annoying because if you cough, you get a sore. Anyway, it's not about that. This podcast. It's about macro news. There's only one bit of macro news. Another day, another rollback. Trump is set to take action. In fact, he just announced it now. He's going to do rebates for automakers, and they don't have stacking, apparently, so they won't charge you twice. If you charge 25% on a car, they won't also charge you on aluminium and all that stuff, or steel, whatever. It's just insane. When is he going to realise that he's messed up the US economy? I mean, it took a while, because, of course, you've got companies buying ahead of these tariffs coming in, so that would bump up a lot of sales pre this, and then all of a sudden after this, of course, you'd have a slump in sales. And inventory levels is quite high, so you have destocking then. So it's created a lot of sort of ripples in the supply chains, and then you've got a sort of demand slump afterwards. So it's a little bit like COVID, isn't it, really? It's crazy. I do think the rest of the world should just do trade deals with each other. I mean, you can't leave America out, but hopefully they'll see that what they're doing is insane. I just saw a report now, first 100 days of his presidency, and the polls are suggesting he's the least popular president since himself. He's the lowest rating of, I think, 35 was the number, I think. And the only one that was as low as that was 42 when he became president before. Now, he didn't do too badly, I suppose, last time around, but this time he's got too much power and he's just writing laws as he wants, and they're all insane. There's no way to check his ego. They all seem to be a bunch of arse lickers disagreeing with him. I could not believe how everyone from Mark Zuckerberg to Tim Cook chucked money at and changed their policies just down to Trump. It's unbelievable. It is like a dictatorship. But of course, as long as democracy rolls on, if he doesn't change tact or direction, he'll go down. I don't think he wants to go down as, he won't admit it, as a failed president. He'll fail the economy, and that to him is the most important thing. And I said the markets will be the judge of him. And sooner or later, the market, I think, I did say a while back, the first 100 days of Biden's term, the markets now are performing, the S&P is outperforming Trump's by about 19%. Well, no, 23%, yeah. So, there you go. The markets will judge him. The economics will judge him. Because you know what? The markets do not lick arse like his yes men do. The markets don't care about emotion, about ego, about the president. It's too much money involved, too many people involved. And the markets are all powerful, all seeing, omnipotent. Anyway, let's crack on, shall we? So, let's look at some micro news. Sorry, I'm a bit. I've been walking the dog in the heat. She was okay. She was in the shade in the river, but I was boiling. I've worn out. Anyway, so I'm looking at companies that are sub 100 million enterprise value. Why? Because 60% of the best companies, best performers of the midterm, this is over 3 to 5 years, come from this section. And so they've got to be commercial. That's one condition. That's it. By commercial, I mean generating revenue. They don't have to be profitable. But if they are profitable, then they may be added to the market cap league if they have, you know, growth, value, health, momentum, all that stuff. So there's a high bar to get on the market cap league. They are pretty much now just 30 companies. That's all they allow to get on this league. And they have to hit certain metrics. And of course, being small companies, they have to have growth. And not just profit revenue growth, but profitable growth as well. And they also get marks for value, momentum, potential, which next year's growth, all that stuff. So let's go through these. First and foremost is Autins Group, AUTG. They did a trading update today. They have a market cap of 3.8 million, enterprise value 5.4. They are UK, Europe-based industrial materials technology business that specialise in design, manufacture, and supply of acoustic and thermal products. Its key markets are automotive, flooring, office furniture, and commercial vehicles. So, yeah, essentially the trading update. They've changed their year end to 18 months, which muddies the water. But essentially, these were the results for the last, was it the first half, were 9.7 million top line, down from 11.8, so 17% drop. Pre-tax loss increased by 515% to 824K, and they've got net debt of £1.2 million. All I've got to say about these, really, is they're talking about a plan. I mean, they're a struggling nano cap, making a loss with debt, operating in a sector where there's major headwinds from tariffs. Need I say any more? So I think give it a pass, Autins. They're not worth looking at, really. Next one, InSig AI is a data science and machine learning solutions company with a particular focus on the asset management industry. The company's products are designed to adapt to enhance investment strategies. They've got a market cap now of 36 million. And I think this is a bit crazy, this company right now. So this is the revenue for last year. This is half year revenue. Top line, 165K. That's down 81% from 882K. Okay. Now they did a trading update today. There's no broker coverage on this. But they say revenue for the fourth quarter was 249K, equivalent to 90% higher than the third quarter and 210% higher than the second quarter. So they beat their own estimates. The share price has taken off quite a bit. I mean, if you go back at the start of the year, it was around 14 pence. It's now 30 pence, which is insane. This is a hope high potential stock, and right now it all seems to be priced in. Like I said, the company announced, you know, a 90% increase in revenue for Q4 and 249K. But this is good growth. But to put this in context, you've always got to look at the value of a company as well. Growth is good for growth companies, of course. That provides the upside, but value protects the downside. Now, even if you tripled that quarterly revenue and replicated this across the entire year, this company with a 35 million market cap would still be valued 10 times sales. 10 times sales. And they're loss making. So there's no PE because there's no E, or positive earnings. There's also, you know, apart from the risky high valuation, it's also compounded by the fact they have a weak balance sheet. Okay, they raised some money recently in March, but they raised 350K. That shows you investor appetite. And they burned twice this in H1. It's had a good rise. Well done if you're in this. But I wouldn't keep adding to this if you're in it. In fact, I'm thinking about taking some profit right now. So stand back and watch. Like sometimes, you know, these companies are liquid. They can shoot up on news, story stocks. But unfortunately, if you look at the, you know, if you look at the chart of this company going backwards, it doesn't paint a good picture. There's some big spikes, big pops. They're always followed by drops. Because people believe in hype. You know, they believe that. They believe it'll carry on. So don't chase it. It's a ridiculous valuation, I think. Next, Lifts or LifeSafe, a fire safety technology business that develops eco-friendly, novel and innovative fire extinguisher. What is it? You know, final results today. Waste of time, this is. 3.5 million market cap, enterprise value 2.9. So they did 45% down top line. Pre-tax profit was improved by 51%. Sorry, pre-tax loss improved from 2.2 million loss to 1 million loss. They got a net cash of 657K. They do say they've changed their sort of model a little bit. By the way, they got 650K of cash, net cash. And this is after a fundraiser conducted in early 2024. And they were cash flow negative to the tune of 1.25 million last year. So they'll probably need to raise money again before the end of the year. But a question, why would investors stump up cash to check into this project, in this company? You'd be better off putting your money into a bank. You get, you know, 3% on that. This company would probably like to go down by 20%, 30%. So they do say they've evolved the business plan. Like I say, I'll believe that when the figures improve. At the moment, LiftSafe is an ignore. Manley Partners, an insolvency litigation company. The principal activity of the company is that of acquiring and funding insolvency litigation cases. They've got a market cap of 50 million. Sorry, yeah, 40 million. Enterprise value, 57 million. So they've got debt there, 11 million. But this was a trading update for Manley. Now, it's very difficult, this company, because their accounts are so convoluted. They state many different metrics, including realized and unrealized revenue, realized, unrealized profit. Even the numbers they state are different to what the broker's stating. You know, as Buffett once says, if you can't understand something, ignore it. You don't get points for difficulty when it comes to investing. As I can make out, the top line grew by 17% to 30.8 million versus 26.2. Now, according to Manley, for 2025, the realized operating profit is expected to be 2 million, and the realized profit for tax is expected to be 300K. Now, according to the broker, the realized operating profit will be 900K, when Manley was saying 2 million, and the realized loss before tax will be 500,000. So I have no idea. So they do seem to be improving on the numbers, wherever you look. But Manley's not cheap anyway, based on these numbers. I will await for final results to try and figure out what the actual numbers are. So I'd take the forecast with a pinch of salt if you get access to the broker note, or well, you can see them on my website. But it's risen today, but I think it's a bit of a relief rally because it's sold off quite hard. Next, Sys Group. Specialise in the delivery and management of cloud data and cybersecurity solutions. What do they have today? It's a year-end trading update, this was. Market cap of 18.6. Enterprise value 21.4. Management of cloud data and cybersecurity solutions to power artificial intelligence and machine learning transformation for our customers. That's what they said. It looking like 22.7 million top line last year, and they're going to drop by 9.75% to 20.5 million. Anyway, listen, they issued a profit warning when they released their H1 results, and brokers downgraded the forecast then. And this financial full year trading update is in line with those lower forecasts. They're going to do adjusted EBITDA of 900K versus 2 million. So there's no improvement in last year's figures. In fact, they deteriorate. One positive note is they do have cash, net cash of 3.6 million versus net debt of 3.4, following a fundraise of 10.6 million in H1. Brokers do forecast a return to growth for 2026 with top line of 25 million, but they will still be loss-making on a reported, but loss before tax basis. So far, based on these numbers and known forecasts, this company holds no interest for me whatsoever. So what's this? MPAC, a bit bigger than I normally do. In fact, it's a lot bigger because they have debt now. But this is 126 million market cap, enterprise value 163 million. They got 55.7 million in debt. Top line, it wasn't so far, right? They were not an improvement, 2024 results. They were not an improvement on 23. Top line grew by 7%, but profit before tax decreased 28% to 3.4 million versus 4.7. However, the story is all about the recent acquisition, and looking forward, this transforms the numbers, including the debt. Top line for 2025, expected to grow by 70% to 209 million, and profit before tax is expected to increase by 229% to 11.2 million versus 3.4. This puts them on a PE of 15. However, they did take on debt for this acquisition, and so they moved from a net cash position of 2.1 million to a net debt of 37.5. If everything goes to plan, though, they expect to pay off this debt by 2026 year end. Impact state the group is closely monitoring the global economic uncertainty, but this time Impact is on track to achieve full year market expectations. By the way, if you look at the chart there, there's a resistance level at 4.30, and the share price failed to breach that day. Went up in the morning, come back down. The next sort of support level is 3.40. I don't think it'll get down to 3.40. It may have some support at £4. Normally, round figures is good. So it's worth looking at, though, because they are improving, and if debt comes down, it's worth looking at, Mano. I mean, so far... Impact. So far, Impact is the best of the bunch today, by far. What else is there? Oh, there's Touchstar. They came out with, what was it? It was a trading update. Final results. Touchstar TST, a market leader in enterprise mobile computing solutions, provides the who, what, where of data critical to every organization. So top line went down by 5% from 7.2 to 6.8. Pre-tax profit went down 43% to 388K versus 675. I mean, need I go on? By the way, they underwent a strategic review recently. That's never a good sign. Basically means the business wasn't working. They now have planned to improve the operations, but in my experience of companies that go into strategic reviews is that they very rarely transform the company into anything more positive than before the review. Numbers deteriorated on both top line and PBT. Yes, they're profitable, have cash and pay a dividend, but there's a question of scale here. I do not believe this company has anything unique to grow the business beyond a nano cap. So not really worth looking at there. What else is there? Watkin Jones. Half year trading update. They've got a market cap of 84 million. Listen to this. Enterprise value of 1.3 million. Yeah, they've got a tumbler of cash. I got no really sound forecast for this, but it's a turnaround recovery story pretty much. And of course, they've got the firepower to do that. Having said that, the brokers haven't got forecasts. They intend to update the guidance when interims come out. So they have net cash of 73 million, 89% of their market cap, which should support the downside. But to produce some upside, they need to show improvement on margins and profits. And I don't know if this statement today in the trading update is enough to convince the markets. They said, our strong operational focus is expected to result in a small positive operating profit for the period, with good construction delivery on in-build schemes, which are traded in line with our stated margin guidance. So I'd say, along with the broker, it's worth waiting for their interim results and their outlook statement, because that, to me, didn't give me a lot of confidence in what they were doing. And in fact, where are they? I think they're down. They're down 5% today. So, I said the market wasn't filled with confidence in that. But that's it for today. Sorry I'm sounding tired and all over the place. I shouldn't have gone for a walk. I got a cough and a cold, and so I'm a bit sort of unfocused. But, that's just my speaking voice. Of course, if you check out the actual, microcap database on the website, it's very professional. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?